This is the SAFM Market Update. I'm Duduzile Ramela in for Nompu Siziba this evening. So let's shift focus and take you on over to the United States, where the government there is accusing Google of anti-competitive tactics to preserve a monopoly for its flagship search engine and related advertising business. The lawsuit follows a Justice Department investigation that has stretched more than a year. We explore what this would potentially mean for you and I. I'm joined by Amor Burger-Smith, head of Data Privacy Practice Group at Worksman's Attorneys. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Evening, Didi, and thank you for allowing me to have this discussion with you.
So this is said to be the most aggressive U.S. legal challenge to a company's dominance in the tech sector in more than two decades. Does the government have a case here?
You know, this follows, if we look back, 1974, they prosecuted AT&T, and in 1998, Microsoft. And the current case against Google is an actual fact, almost a carbon copy of the case against Microsoft. So they've walked this road before. And indeed, if we look at the core competition law theory on which they base their complaint and prosecution against Google and the charge sheet, it does look that there are definitely sound argument in the case they're bringing against Google. You know, I don't know whether your listeners are aware of the fact that it is alleged that Google has approximately a 90% share of the search engine market in the United States. So clearly they are a dominant player and they sit on an enormous amount of data.
You know, I'm curious. I mean, how old is Google? Over 20 years? Why now?
Well, I don't think it's the first time that Google has faced the wrath of competition authorities. They've been prosecuted at least on three massive cases in the European Union, where they've paid over $9 billion in fines to the European competition authorities. And it's not the first time that they've been investigated in the United States. In 2013, the Federal Trade Commission investigated them, and the commissioners way back then voted against prosecuting Google. You know, I think the extent of where we sit today, if we look at the Google search index in itself, it contains hundreds of billions of web pages, and in actual fact, over 100 million gigabytes of data in terms of that search engine. So they've slowly grown from an insignificant little company to a massive entity, and they are influencing the way we think and the way we do research and indeed the digital markets in itself.
Are you saying they have a case to answer here? Did they get that data illegally?
No, I don't think they got the data illegally. Where they've ended up and where they find themselves at the moment as Google, on the one hand, one can look at it as an excellent business model, but from a pure competition law perspective, they have entered into exclusive agreements. They have entered into tying agreements. They have entered into long-term agreements with Apple, in terms of which Apple will acquire and set the Google search engine as the default search engine. And in general, you know, what is alleged by the Department of Justice in the United States is that they've been earning monopoly profits because they're the only one the consumer can actually turn to. And through that monopoly profit, they've bought themselves preferential treatment in the search engine market. What I think where I'm sympathetic towards Google, even though, yes, there's a case that they need to answer, since I said that this is a carbon copy of the Microsoft case, where Microsoft was prosecuted in 1998, where I've got empathy and sympathy for the Google case is that the competition authorities have time and time again approved transactions where the relevant market from a competition law point of view were indeed the advertising market. And now they are prosecuting Google for the fact that they've built a search engine that profits from advertising. And that is indeed a problem. And if we look at Google themselves, they'll have to answer specific questions in defending themselves. And these questions would be like, how can they justify that the technology they've developed actually benefits consumers? And why are they the only provider? You know, there are only two other search engines in the United States. One that focuses on securing personal information, DuckDuckGo. And the other search engine is Bing, and they disappear in insignificance compared to Google. So Google indeed is by far the most dominant player if we look at it. You know, if we were define it from a South African perspective, they would be clearly dominant. And then issues such as the fact that they enter into agreements with mobile phone companies and web browsers to make sure that their search engine is always the default search engine. From a competition law perspective, that is something that ought to be questioned by the competition authorities.
Sneaky, sneaky. A case like this, how long would it take to solve?
Years and years and years. This is a 10-year court process lying ahead. You know, I think that's the advantage of getting more mature in life. I was involved way back on invitation in the United States in the Microsoft prosecution. That prosecution carried on for well over 10 years. One can't imagine that this matter will be resolved in, I would think, less than a decade.
Still going to be some time until this issue is resolved. Thank you very much for helping us make sense of this. Amor Bergersmith, Head of Data Privacy Practice Group at Worksmans Attorneys.